أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad having our brothers Ma'asoom, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Ali Nasir with me today as well in this session. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. How are you?
Alaikum assalam, sir.
Alhamdulillah, Hussein is good because he says salam. Ma'asoom?
Salam, sir. I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Alaykum as-salam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Everybody is good, great, energetic, and ready to get started. Brothers and sisters, hope you're doing well. Let's get started. Today we'll be practicing Ayah 28 of Surah Hud, Prophet Hud alayhi salam, on page 224. So, before everything, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala ya qawmi ara'aytum in kuntu 'ala bayyinatin min Rabbi wa atani من عنده فعميت عليكم أنلزمكموها وأنتم لها
Nice recitation, mashallah. So this ayah tells you a lot of beautiful points, but shortly we will explain some of them, and we really want you to refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, okay? Interpretations of this ayah. Got it, guys?
Yes.
So let's see what Allah Almighty says. First, then we'll practice the tajweed points and the recitation. Allah Almighty says in ayah 28 of Surah Hud on page 220,
Four.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي وآتاني رحمة من عنده فعميت عليكم أنلزمكموها وأنتم لها كارهون Prophet Nuh, we were talking about the story of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, yes?
Yes,
he was dealing
yes.
with his people, arguing with his people. So here is one of the arguments. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam told his qawm, his nation, O my people, tell me, should I stand on a manifest proof from my Lord and he has granted me his own mercy? It means Prophet Nuh alayhi salam says that, look, everything is clear. You know that I am the prophet of God because I've given you enough reasons, but you are ignorant. You are kafir. You don't believe in God. You don't want to believe in God. Okay? فَعُمِّيَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ Though it should be invisible to you. It's something that you don't want to see. You don't want to hear the proofs. 1,000 more years if I give you miracles, if I show you miracles again, you will not. In the coming sessions, inshallah, we'll talk about the rest of the story, that what happened, okay? So guys, refer to the tafsir books, learn more about this ayah, learn more about the story of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Let's move to the tajweed points. Brother Ma'asoom, I want you to recite once this ayah, then we'll practice it. Everybody, let's listen to Ma'asoom.
Yes, sir.
You may start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي وأتاني رحمة من عنده.
Wait, sometimes students forget to pronounce the alif. Alright, I have some students, every single time they forget the alif. The tiny alif, or we call it the dagger alif, right? Sometimes the mm-hmm. dagger alif, sometimes the alif itself. Sometimes they forget it. I don't know why. What's the reason? It's a big letter there. What's the problem with alif?
Actually, they do not. It was because of my breath. I couldn't pronounce it.
وَآتَانِي.
Yes.
وَآتَانِي. وَآتَانِي. Repeat. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِي.
قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي وآتاني رحمة من عنده.
Yeah, remember, أحسنتم. Remember, let me ask you, is it, like compare these two cases, okay, is it better to read a lot with a long breath, or is it better to read short but correct?
The second one, of course, is better.
Yeah, reading correctly and shortly. Yes, shortly, yes. But correctly. If you read a long ayah, like I can read, yes, if I take breath, I can read maybe 6 lines in one breath, okay? But I might make mistakes. That's not good, yes?
Yes.
Reading shortly, but correctly. Correctly. So, move on, mashallah. وَآتَانِي, resume from that part.
وَآتَانِي رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ فَعُمِّيَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنُلْزِمُكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ.
أحسنتم. If you could take a deeper breath, you could finish it better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? There That's was a very little mistake if you noticed.
On إخفاء?
For the second recitation or the first one?
The second one.
Second.
From the word wa'atani, when you resume, there was a mistake that you didn't notice, nobody noticed.
Mim mushaddad.
Good job. Mashallah. Mashallah. Ta'ali nasir. Mim mushaddad. In which word?
Min.
Rahmatan.
No. No, he did well everything.
Fa'ummiyat. Oh, that's
that
a problem.
Okay. Yes. Fa'ummiyat. Mim mushaddad.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه غرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
Repeat it. وآتاني.
وآتاني رحمة من عنده فعميت عليكم أنلزمكموها وأنتم لها كارهون.
Take a deeper breath. وَآتَانِي رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ فَعُمِّيَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنُلْزِمُكُمُهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. If you have enough breath, you can raise your voice, okay? You can bring raising and falling kind of voices, and you can vibrate your voice, tahrir. All right, these things you can do. But if you don't have enough breath, no, you can't do it. No, you can't. You can't vibrate. Okay? Try it, inshallah, to take a deeper breath for every single part that you read.
Mm-hmm.
Our teacher was saying that even for A'udhu Billah and Bismillah, try to take a deep breath. Not that much, but a little breath, at least you have to. Not like this. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. You can do it. But you're not comfortable. But when you take a deep breath, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. You enough. I mean, still you have some breath yet to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you're very relaxed if you do that. But when you do not take a deep breath, you're not relaxed. You're worried about how to finish it. You're worried about how to, like, can you vibrate your voice at the end or no? At the stopping point, yes? That's why take a deep breath, okay? Every single one. Even for قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ take a deep breath. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that, what do you call it? Expensive, okay? It's easy. So, easy points here. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنتُ What are these two?
Two إخفاءs.
إخفاء. عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي What are these two? إِدْغَام.
إِدْغَامs.
عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي One is with غُنَّة, the next one is without غُنَّة.
Yes.
وَآتَانِي رَحْمَةً مِّن رَحْمَة
تَمْ
مِّن إِدْغَام.
إدغام.
مِّن عِنْدِي مِّن عِنْ
إِظْهَار.
إظهار after noon عين you have إظهار عنده إخفاء فعميت نون مشدد you extend the sound أنلزمكموها وأنتم
إخفاء
إخفاء لها كارهون that's it right I'll recite this ayah listen and repeat أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي
قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي
وآتاني رحمة من عنده فعميت عليكم أنلزمكموها
وآتاني رحمة من عنده فعميت عليكم أنلزمكموها
وأنتم لها كارهون
فعميت عليكم أنلزمكموها وأنتم لها كارهون
أحسنت صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Thank you so much. Allah bless everybody. Thanks so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us till the end of this session. Allah bless you, inshallah. Stay with iArabi English Radio. We will have you, inshallah, in our next session. Thank you, guys, for being with us today. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.